Joining us today is Roger Dorsey, the Executive Director of Good Dites of Lorain County. And they are looking to build a permanent home in Lorain County where they can sort of settle down and put their beds together there. And Roger, before we get into the capital campaign that you're kind of starting up here, let's talk a little bit, just for reacquainting people, with what Good Dites of Lorain County is all about and kind of how you've been able to put children into beds for these number of years now.
Sure. Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity to come in today and kind of share our calls with everyone. If you're not familiar with Good Nights, we are a nonprofit located here in Lorain County. We build and provide beds to children all over the county that would otherwise be sleeping on the floor. We've started Good Nights in June of 2020, and since then we've done just about 3,000 beds. And when I say a bed, we provide a twin-size bed, new mattress, sheets, pillows, pillowcases, blankets, everything the child needs to have a good night's rest.
And these are all constructed, put together,
yes.
Right? Not from
yes.
kit as well,
yeah.
But they're sort of kits, but they're made of...
Kits
know,
we make, yeah.
Right, exactly. In other
yeah,
words.
What we do, our operation consists of two things. We have build days, and all of the events that we have are on our website, goodnightsoflc.org. We have build days where we take raw lumber, that sometimes companies donate the lumber. They donate the money to buy the lumber. We get funding for that from individuals, from corporations, from foundations. But we have the build days. Folks come in. We cut the lumber. We pre-drill it. We sand it. We assemble it. And then you don't have to have any kind of woodworking expertise. We have 9 different stations that run around our shop. And we've had volunteers from 5 years old to 95. So there's something for everyone to do. So we assemble the headboards and the footboards, and they're both the same. And then when we have delivery days, which we do the third Saturday of every month, and every Wednesday morning, we go out and we take those beds along with the side rails, and we go into the homes. We set the beds up. We put the new mattress, sheets, pillows, pillowcases, and everything on them so the kids are ready to have a good night's rest.
How many do you usually distribute at any of those particular days?
Well, what we normally do is every Wednesday we're out. We have a group of volunteers that come in, and we do anywhere from 15 to 20 beds. And then on the third Saturday, we do at least 50 beds. Point of reference, January we did 119 beds just in the month of January, and in February we did 97, 98 beds.
Does it amaze you that there's a need for that many beds on any particular week? Like
it
that?
Does. We started in 2020, and at no point in the last 3-plus years have we had less than 50 kids on our waiting list. And at the end of last year, December 31st last year, we had over 300 kids on our waiting list. So that's why we've had to kind of ramp things up. Last year, I think we kind of hit our high water mark that we're going to be able to do in the facility that we're in. And we were just short of we delivered 984 beds last year. That was just straining at, busting at the seams to be, because we have to have room to build the beds, we have to have room to house the beds, and then we have to have room to, so not having the ability to house more than 100 beds, mattresses, and when I say 100 beds, that's everything, mattresses, side rails, sheets, pillows, pillowcases, everything. So we've got stuff coming in. It's going out as fast as we can get it built.
Well, you understand sort of the supply chain, as it were. I mean,
yes.
you really understand how you've created something
yes.
that has such a demand, and you're thinking, okay, I think we're kind of growing, and I have to control that and
right.
do what you need to do.
We have our mattress supplier that brings they bring mattresses in the Thursday before our third Saturday delivery, so that way they're in on Thursday and half
you
of them
don't
are gone
want these
on,
mattresses yeah, in there
no,
for a length.
We just don't have room
right.
for them. So we have Grafton Correctional Institution and Lorain Correctional Institution, the incarcerated adults out there, they're building beds for us, and they could build more if we were able to get more and house them and to be able to get them out.
All right, well, then kind of brings us to this new facility that you've kind of looked at. Where are we in the process, and how did this come about for you?
Well, we're kind of trying to run a lot of things in parallel, and anybody that's built anything understands we are working with the city of Elyria, working with Mayor Brubaker and the administration there, and the community improvement, I think it's committee or council. They are working on redrawing some property over on Leona Street in Elyria. It's right in the northwest corner of the city, right across from Great Lakes Honda. They are going to be transferring that property to us so that we can build a new facility on it. We have at this point kind of done a soft launch on our capital campaign for that facility, which is going to be between 6,000 and 8,000 square feet. Once we sit down with the architects, which will be later this week, and start putting things on paper, we've received two grants, one from the Black River Education and Wellness Foundation, and one from an anonymous donor. Both of those grants are for $100,000 apiece. So that's $200,000, but they're matching grants. So we are going to be launching in the very near future a campaign to be able to match those funds. So every dollar that someone gives, it'll be matched with a dollar up to $200,000. So that'll bring us to $400,000 to an estimated $700,000 to $800,000 project.
Do you have a timeline on this at all?
Well, my timeline and the realistic feasibility timeline talking with the city, we hope to have the property, everything done on their end, and that property transferred to us June 1st. And depending on where our funds are at, by then, we will begin construction as soon as possible. And we've talked with some of the area folks that have supported us, Buckeye Bank, if we have to get anything along those lines to be able to have funds available to start a project to get it finished. But realistically, the building will start late summer, early fall, and we will be in it by early spring.
Have you gone out to that property and sort of stood in the field?
I have. Kind of I have. Well, we started this process with that property when Mayor Whitfield was in office, and things just got stretched out with the election and everything. And so thankful for Mayor Brubaker's willingness to continue on and help us with this project. We've been out there. We've cried over the property. We've prayed over the property, and we're just trusting. At no point in our history have we had a need and the community of Lorain County not come through. So we're just trusting, whether it's individuals, whether it's foundations, whether it's corporations, to be able to get this done.
Talking this morning today with Roger Dorsey, Executive Director of Good Nights of Lorain County. They build beds for children in need, who it seems obviously there's a big need for that. What kind of things do you hope to put into this facility? What are some of the things, other than just sort of a large warehouse space, I guess?
Well, we are going to be able to incorporate a lot more, I don't want to say services, but there's an age gap between a child coming out of a porta-crib, which some folks that we serve can get from the health department, but the health department only gets 300 of those a year. Then by the time until they're 3 years old, and being able to get them into a twin-size regular bed, a toddler bed can only have 3/8 of an inch gap anywhere on that frame. So we're hoping to be able to incorporate that and be able to host more groups in, to host veterans groups, school groups. The facility that we're in right now is it's a 3,100-square-foot tanning salon. We've built over 3,000 beds in a tanning salon. But when we get more than 30 people in that place, if we can't get outside, which last Saturday we had a build, quote-unquote emergency build, because we were flat out of beds, and we've got deliveries going out Thursday. Wednesday. So we had about a dozen folks come in and work for 4 hours on Saturday. But we were able to, you know, open the doors and take the sanding outside and, you know, be able to, you know, stretch our legs a little bit with the warm weather. But Northeast Ohio, it's probably going to snow tomorrow.
Right.
So we can never really count on getting out. So that's going to enable us to have a more substantial area to where we can build these beds and house these beds. And then, you know, if there are other groups out there, and we've talked with the Office on the Aging and Veterans Service Commissions and things like that, there's an ever-growing population of our seniors here in Lorain County that just don't have beds. They can't make it up their stairs, and where they're sleeping, they can't get their bed downstairs. So we want to be able to kind of help that as well. And also, you know, my wife and I are both veterans, so we want to be able to help this facility will allow us to be able to produce more beds, so we can not just provide them to children. We can help the senior population and the veteran populations in Lorain County.
What have you learned what the importance of a bed is? What does that really mean?
Well, we sent out an impact study survey the middle of February, and a couple of the answers came back. One of the questions was, how has your child done since receiving a bed? And 80+% of parents said that their child has done better or excellent in school since receiving their own bed. One survey came back and said that the older sibling was sleeping before she got her bed. She was sleeping with a younger sibling that still wet the bed, and she would go to school and get bullied because she smelled like urine. And now the child has her own bed, and she's not. She wants to go to school. She's not getting bullied because she's not having to sleep with that younger sibling anymore.
Wow.
So, you know, and just across the board, parents sending us comments like, our children love the beds. We can't get them out of the beds. They do their homework there. They want to eat there. They enjoy going to bed, where before it was not an enjoyable time of the day.
It's their personal space is what it becomes for them.
Yes, and many of these children, we've delivered beds to 10, 11, 12-year-old children that are still sleeping on a crib mattress that they had in their crib, or they're sleeping on the floor, sleeping in a closet, much like I did when my mom came to Elyria. Fleeing domestic violence, we moved in with my aunt, and on the east side of Elyria, there was a 1,008 square foot three bedroom house there on Purdue Avenue, and there were four of us boys sharing one room, two beds. So for the first 2 or 3 years I was in Ohio, I slept in a closet on a pile of clothes. So we see that repeated time and time and time again when we go into these houses. So
obviously there's that personal connection that you have for this cause. Did you ever expect it to be, well, maybe where it is? And how is it word of mouth? Do agencies just know that you're there and it's a solid place to get a
We try to go to any event, any social service event, any school event, to talk to social workers, to talk to church groups, individual groups, Rotaries, Lions Clubs, to be able to get the information out that we are here and what we do. We have been able to, we don't advertise for our beds. The individuals that we provide the beds to, they do our advertising, whether it's on social media or whether it's their social worker shares with another social worker in the schools. Like I said, we have delivered beds from Avon to Wellington and every point in between here in the county.
That's obviously why you think the new facility will help fill this need even more. It's kind of an industrial area too, so you got trucks that could come in,
right?
Bigger
it will give us at this point, whenever we have Lowe's bring lumber to our shop in Amherst, they set it behind the building, and we have to hand carry 200 2x4s, 200 2x6s, 400 1x4s into the shop for every 50 beds we do. When the mattress delivery comes, I'm the young guy, and I'm 53. And we have our volunteers come out, and probably the median age of our volunteers that come out to help us unload mattresses and carry in the lumber. Every mattress has to be carried in and stacked. All of these fellas are, you know, and ladies are retired. They're in their upper 60s, but yet they're coming out and they're giving back to the community. The new facility will allow the mattress folks to come in and just drop the mattresses, and we can store them, and we don't have to carry it in the rain or the snow. And it'll also allow us to be able to accommodate more than just 20 or 30 people.
Okay. Well, we look forward to the official launch of the campaign and how people can really donate and be a part of it. If they want to find out more about what you do, again, where can people get some good information?
All of the information for our builds, our volunteer opportunities, our capital campaign, and everything is on our website, goodnightsoflc.org. That's good nights with a K, K-N-I-G-H-T-S, of lc.org. They can send us an email. They can find us on Facebook as well. Send us a message on Facebook, email. If you know anyone who needs a bed, if you know groups that would like to come out and help us build beds, deliver beds, I would encourage anyone who is considering, you know, giving to this campaign, come see what we're doing first. Come out and go out and deliver beds for us, with us first. I would much rather have you come out and see what we're doing, and you can see the impact that we are having with these children. You see the need that's there before you start writing checks.
Roger Dorsey, Executive Director, Good Nights of Lorain County. Thank you for stopping in today and getting the word out and what you do in the community. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it.